Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is December 12th. 2021, and this is episode 48, and today we'll be reviewing the audible book Talk Less, Say More: Three Habits to Influence Others and Make Things Happen by Connie Dykin. This audible book will help you to be more influential and make things happen in our distracted attention deficit world. Communication is the single greatest challenge in business today. It takes just three habits to conquer it, and the way to conquer it is by learning the powerful three-step method called Connect, Convey, Convince. Habit number one, connect. Managing attention. Get people what they want in value so they will tune in. 10 signs that you just might be a weak connector. One, you have trouble getting people to listen to you, pay attention to your ideas, or return your phone calls or emails. 2. You're impatient, easily distracted, or often multitask while communicating. 3. You don't listen well, interrupt frequently, dominate discussions, or start most conversations with what is important to you. 4. You are preoccupied with how others may be judging you. 5. You frequently ramble and take too long to get to the point. 6. You automatically use the same method of communication that you prefer to reach everyone. 7. You are not good at reading other people's body language, or you have trouble reading between the lines of what they say. 8. You are often judgmental or critical of others in public. 9. You sugarcoat, sidestep, or hold back to avoid conflict or criticism. 10. People don't share honest, timely feedback with you. If you said yes to any of these 10 signs, you just might be a weak connector. Chapter 1. Why connect? Connecting is the ability to engage and manage people's attention. You must learn how to give people what they want and value in order to earn their attention, or they will tune you out. You must learn how to connect smartly and intelligently. You must learn how to connect with people on their terms. You must give people what they want and value so you keep their attention. You must grasp people's attention at the moment of hello. Chapter 2. Stay in their moment by being fully present. Staying in their moment means fully focusing on the needs of the people with whom you are communicating with. You must first manage your own attention before winning people's interest. Use this strategy to attract and not distract. Seek not to disturb who is currently busy. Seek to understand a person before you can be understood. Aim for the heart and not for the head. The heart will always trump the head. Concentrate on people's feelings first. Focus on people, not on electronics, when giving a Microsoft Office presentation. Chapter 3. Front load. First things fast. Front loading means to quickly nail what is relevant to your listener so they can immediately grasp what is in it for them. And don't tune you out. Everybody has their radio tuned to WIIFM, which means what's in it for me. Front load technique number one, nail the big idea. Make sure that everyone is clear on your big idea, your vision, before you get down into the weeds and the details in order to keep people connected with you. Front load technique number two, choose their PMOC. What is a PMOC? A PMOC, P-M-O-C, is a preferred method of communication. If your preferred method of communicating with people is by text message, instead of using a text message to connect with a person, find out what method the person wants to communicate with and use that preferred method. If that person likes to do a Zoom or an Apple FaceTime, then use those methods to communicate with them. Their PMOC will always trump yours because they control how soon they will respond to you. front load technique number 3, diffuse defensiveness. If you are communicating with a person who is angry, upset, or resistant, you can use front loading to diffuse their defensiveness. Chapter 4, Goldilocks Candor. Candor means the quality of being open and honest in expression, frankness. Goldilocks candor means not too hard and not too soft. It's just right. Choose the right level of candor to convey your message. It's crucial to keep people interested in what you have to say. Without connecting, you can't successfully convey or convince. The wrong level of candor can lead to defensiveness, hurt feelings, withholding, or poor performance. Smart candor is the Goldilocks test. Smart candor demonstrates integrity, which keeps people connected to you. Candor produces productivity and leads to a positive culture. Be candid, but not abrasive. Connect, review, and action plan. People want to know what is important to them, otherwise they will tune out. In order to connect, you must engage and manage people's attention right away by starting your communication to what is relevant to them, the listener. Habit number 2, convey. Managing information using portion control to get your points across with clarity, not confusion. Chapter 5, Why Convey. Use portion control to get your points across with clarity and not confusion. Conveying successfully leads to a clear understanding, which will allow you to convince them later on. The key to smart conveying is understanding that information is not knowledge. Knowledge is the understanding of information. Information must be processed first before we understand it, and then it becomes knowledge. The key to conveying in today's fast-paced world is portion control. Portion control is a smarter way to convey because it forces you to manage your messages so that others can process your information accurately. This leads to clarity. Ask yourself, are you conveying or are you confusing? Chapter 6, The Eyes Trump the Ears. Show contrast. Showing contrast works because it is a visual shortcut. People respond most positively to what they see, not what they hear. Rethink PowerPoint. PowerPoint is both a blessing and a curse. Too much text and too many jazzy graphics can confuse some people, and you may not connect with them during a presentation. Clarity is improved through simplicity and portion control. Too much of anything can dilute its power and muddle your message. Make it about them and not you. Chapter 7, Talk in Triplets. Your mind craves information in multiples of 3. 3 is the world's most powerful number and a secret shortcut to convey messages powerfully. If you want to save time and effort in helping people understand your messages, structure them in variations of 3. Preload 3 choices. If you want somebody to connect with you, give them 3 ready-made options. Think narrow and deep. Presenting ideas in a narrow and deep way, as opposed to wide and shallow, will cement your ideas and prevent them from becoming lost in communication. Chapter 8, Tell Stories. Storytelling is becoming a part of successful business cultures. Always start the right story at the right time. Your story should resonate and be truthful enough to shake skeptics and reveal a universal truth that motivates others to act. Tell success stories that feature a positive future. Success stories must have significance. Link your story to concrete outcomes and your story will be a winner. End your stories with a purpose and a powerful lesson. Habit number 3, convince. This is about managing action, creating commitment to influence decisions, actions, and results. Chapter 9, Why Convince. Convincing and influencing others is a core leadership skill that produces superior results. Convincing does not mean manipulating or arm twisting. The difference is intent. Manipulators focus on their own needs and theirs alone. They are focused to get their way regardless of the impact on others. Connect, convey, convince. Convince to influence hearts and minds and compel others to action. closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this Audible book a solid 4 for teaching the 3 habits: connect, convey, and convince, to influence others and make things happen. To find out more about this Audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this Audible book, or go to www.connydeichen.com to find out more information about the author. Remember to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you do not miss an episode. And always remember to share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development and a free, did I say free? Yes, free 30-day trial of Audible Plus, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com to sign up today. If you would like to donate $1 or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com or go to $PatrickKellyPodcast on Cash App, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next Audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.